But everything was a lie from the beginning. The asymptomatic people don't transmit. Kids were not harbingers of the disease. They don't actually, they're like a break on the disease. Lockdowns were a farce. Masks don't work. I tell people, I joke sometimes, I say masks do work. A lot like bathing suits work to keep pee out of the pool. They're not very effective. So that's one of those things that, you know, it was a farce. Pretty much everything they said was a farce.
I know, we're still recovering from it. Just yesterday, we walked into a pharmacy and they were advertising COVID-19 vaccines.
Well, if you want to destroy your immune system, take a COVID-19 vaccine. It will destroy your immune system. It distributes widely in your body. It can't be broken down because it's a genetically modified RNA. There are contaminants, process-related impurities, what I usually call them, but contaminants for most people, that they haven't gotten out of the vaccines. And I worked on the drug that I invented. It took 8 years for us to get the process-related impurities out. It's hard to do, and I knew this would be a problem early on when they were trying to push this so fast, because nobody had ever made these vaccines in anything bigger than a blender. What we had found is even worse. They put an SV40 promoter in the vaccine, Pfizer did, that actually well known for the last 5 decades to bind P53 to guardian the genome and cause cancers. They know that. Kevin McKiernan, the head of the Human Genome Project, just actually did this discovery with a few other molecular biologists. This is really big news because the contaminants and the impurities in the vaccine are very dangerous. And there's design flaws, like I just pointed out. Wide distribution to the brain, the bone marrow, the ovaries, the testes, and long-term production, 6 months or more in the last study that we did. So there's a lot to talk about. Do not get the vaccines unless you just want a crummy immune system.
That is so very alarming. You know, one of the reasons that we are here with American Values 2024, which is a super PAC that's supporting RFK Jr. for president, is because RFK Jr. during 2020 and forward was one of the more instrumental mouthpieces, I guess, and now in the political landscape that has been very, like, loud about, hey, we need to look at this. What are your insights on that?
I love Bobby. Bobby's awesome. I think he's probably our best candidate for president. I hope people recognize that. He's a real leader, and I think he'll do a lot to change what's going on in Washington, a lot to help us kind of move along in a direction where we're doing good in the world. You know, he's a person who wants to do something where we basically benefit humanity, and I think that's a major motivation for me, so I'm a big fan of Bobby's, and I hope we can keep pushing his agenda because I think he's the right guy.
Thank you so much. Is there something that you would like to share that I haven't thought about asking or message for the audience?
No, I'll just tell the audience. I think the main thing is these vaccines are dangerous. They have process-related impurities. They cause cancer, strokes, heart attacks. The data's in, 40% more deaths in 2021 between 18 to 64. This is just data we can't ignore, so please stay away from the vaccines. I also am a big fan of Bobby, so I hope you give him some consideration. He's the right man. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.